Jones and Keith, or as I call it, Keith and Jones, coming up at 10 as the world awaits a decision on whom will be the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots come 1 week and a half away when the NFL season gets underway. And football coverage here on WEEI is brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. By the way, I don't know if this is your fault or my fault. I'll take the blame. But I teased the news story all morning long, and then you never got to it during the news.
I'm sorry, we ran out of time, and it was my final two stories that I had left. The one that you teased was my last one, and I should have adjusted, so I will take that on myself.
No, it's fine. It's obviously you were probably plotting your next reveal of some sort of a private part.
No.
Can I
say one more thing about the private part situation?
You say whatever you want.
Because with the bathtub, I was worried more about like the cookie than I was, you know, the upper deck. Mm-hmm. And so it was up my legs, so I didn't think that my breast would be in that at all. And the worst part
about... Can I just ask how you were, because I didn't see it. Were you positioned in the bathtub?
Yeah.
Fully in it?
Yes.
With bubbles?
Yes.
Where was your where were your legs?
In the bubbles.
Under the water.
Under the water.
Yeah, well, but they were in out, like peekaboo.
But you had your knees up.
My knees were up, yeah.
The intent there was to show some legs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tease the people. That's what they call that.
Right.
Let's be clear about what the intent of the whole thing was.
I wanted to spice up the reel a bit.
No offense.
Yeah.
But the whole thing, the Instagram reel in the bathtub.
Yeah.
Wiggy and I were talking about this yesterday when you weren't around behind your back.
Mm-hmm.
It has thirsty written.
Oh, thirst trapping all day long
over it.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Just be honest.
Like Santo sometimes says, you know, you're a bit stagnant on the gram, and it's time to, you know, spice it up a bit.
And yet
we have these conversations. So,
and yet, they would never do OF.
We would never do OF, no.
And he's like, spice it up, and she's in the tub.
I make some good money off of the gram, so it's always important to
spice it up.
To spice it up here and there, or to grow with my platform.
I understand. So, you're lying there in the tub.
Yeah.
The bubbles are placed over your boobs?
No. Mm. My boobs are not even... It is below even waist. It is mid-thigh down of my legs.
What do you mean mid-thigh?
That sounds like a physiological problem if that's where they're hanging.
Well, No. My boob was in the reflection on the tub wall.
Right, but are your chesticles out of the water?
Yes.
Okay, so you're basically from your belly button up, you're out of the water, and from the belly button down, you're below the water.
Yeah.
So when you go with the video of knees, there's always a chance, if there's any type of reflection, people are going to see what's going on from the waist up.
But I wasn't even thinking about reflection. I was really thinking about making sure that the video of the tub, there was nothing in the water that you could see.
Right.
And the worst part about this...
She's thirsty.
Finally, now that Bears works for the BC Eagles in the football office, like I just followed him on Instagram and he just followed me back. I'm like, oh, great. Now I have this great connection with BC football. And now I have this scandal over
That's
my head.
A real problem.
Like, I don't
probably
want...
won't be able to go over there.
No,
and
I'm
embarrassed. Influence young
Barry
women.
Gallup, who Wiggy knows very well, follows me on Instagram. There are so many people that I think back and I'm like, I would never want them to see that.
Right.
But that's kind
of... Conversely, though, I think you got a follow after posting this from Bill Belichick.
No.
Which was probably a positive.
But that's... We talked about this, Greg. That's kind of a little bit fraudulent. If the whole purpose of the video was to entice men and tease them, it's not now all of a sudden you're embarrassed because you wanted to run them hot anyways from the beginning.
The whole thing is suspect.
Yeah.
The whole entire thing is suspect.
How you can't say sus?
I'm happy with it. We talked a lot about it yesterday. So, but anyway, there was a story about parents who took their four-year-old to a museum.
Yeah.
Where was this?
It was in Israel. The family brought the four-year-old to an archaeological museum. While at the museum, the four-year-old boy was trying to figure out what was inside of a jar. He reached for it. It wasn't behind any type of glass protection.
It's in a museum.
It's in a museum, so it's behind.
It's not a jar that was placed there yet. It's not. Somebody didn't bring their peanut butter and jelly sandwich into work in it.
No.
Like, I think the parents know what it is.
Yes, it was.
So the kids.
Well, it happened so fast. Yeah. But it was a bronze age jar. It was 3,500 years old. Hmm. Unfortunately, when he looked to see what was inside said jar, he knocked it over, smashing it. Mitch has photos of the smashed jar.
I hope the parents are paying for it.
Shockingly, museum's not upset about it. The museum's head, Inbal Rivlin, invited the boy and his mother, who was also present during this accident, back to the museum for a private tour. And in a statement, Inbal said, "We are appealing to parents. Don't be afraid. Things like this happen. We will fix the jar and put it back."
Gorilla glue.
Well, yeah, I bet the real jar isn't. That's not the real jar. It's a fake.
Oh,
that'd be smart.
Interesting.
Yeah, if you have a museum, you just put replicas out, and I keep all the actual important stuff safe.
Good point.
You think when people go to a museum, they're not seeing the actual relic from 3,500 years ago?
In some cases, yeah. Like, if it's behind a glass case and people can't get to it, then it's probably fine. But if it's something like this, which is just like on a pedestal in the wide open, it's probably just a replica.
That's fraudulent.
Yeah, national treasure movie.
That is fraudulent.
But that's probably a smart thing to do because Shime's right. If you don't have
that's financial risk.
If you don't have it like sealed and secured where you can't, like nobody can even get to it, you know, forget about accidents, but even stealing it, it's probably a fake. That's probably why they're not tripping about it.
Great point from a 508 texter saying that you got these. There's a few people in the Twitch chat who are like, "Can we stop talking about Courtney's boob?" And the texter says they're the same people who immediately went and scoured the internet for it for 5 hours yesterday.
Little Fatty on Twitch.
Yeah.
It's all about her. I never listen to this stupid show. Oh. That's all I have to say. Out.
I'm glad that it's all about you.
Good job. Courtney, what do you say? It's not an airport. You don't need to announce your departure.
That is correct, Shime. Yeah. Words to live by.
That's why you say knew exactly what you're doing with the spicing it up. Good job, Coco.
Yeah.
The other thing that you never got to during the news, you and I talked about it this morning, but is that this is sad. The Peloton co-founder.
All right.
Announced yesterday that he is basically broke.
Yeah.
Really?
Wow.
The guy, what's his name?
John Foley.
He was worth at the right after the pandemic.
Yes.
When everybody, including yours truly, bought a Peloton.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it went to real good use.
Famously served as a coat or clothes storage system for many months. He was at height of post pandemic was worth $1.9 billion.
Okay.
And come again?
Yep.
$2 billion, and he has blown through all of that.
How do you blow through $2 billion?
Well,
I'm not buying
some
that.
Some of it was stock value, whatever, like it always is.
I'm not buying
he left the company to start a new venture. It's called Ernesta. It's a home decor company.
Billions and billions of dollars.
And he's put all of his money into that. He's saying that he's had to sell everything off, and he's expected that this company is going to take off and be unbelievable. But at the moment, he basically has nothing to his name. I mean, I don't feel too bad for him. He sold his Hamptons house for $51 million. That's a $4 million loss for him earlier in the year. He also sold his Manhattan townhouse for $35.5 million.
Yeah. What, did he sell that at a loss, too?
No, they didn't say that was a loss.
It sounds like the dude like went out and bought everything he could possibly. He got the Hamptons house. He got the townhouse in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly Peloton wasn't worth what he thought Peloton was going to be worth, unfortunately.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money to blow.
Yeah, I don't believe that because I feel like there's no way you could blow a billy. Yeah. I mean, you know, a few million, yeah. A couple, maybe even a couple hundred million.
You'd like to try, though. Oh. Like, wouldn't you like to try blowing $1 billion?
Obscure movie reference?
Yes.
Richard Pryor.
It's so obscure you can't remember.
No. With Richard Pryor, Brewster's. What the hell was
Brewster's
the name?
Brewster's Millions?
Yes.
Great movie.
Listen, if you gave me $30 million.
With the great, was that Rick Schneider who was in? What's that? Ricky.
Ricky Schroeder?
Is he in that?
In Brewster's Million? I don't know, Greg. I don't know. He might be. We gotta look at
that movie, though.
Yes.
It's like a very old discussion.
Yes, it is. I'm sorry, Shime, for you and the young heads.
We'll
get to something that is more demure and mindful for you, too.
Perfect. Thank you.
I would easily be able to blow through
cutesy
through 30 million in 1 month.
Can people stop with the demure, mindful thing also?
And it's important to always be demure, really mindful, and cute.
You got guys who are playing for the New England Patriots, who rookies who make the roster, and they're suggesting that it's demure and mindful.
Very demure.
Yeah.
Very demure.
No, I don't.
Very, very demure.
Yeah. I don't see him, Greg. John Candy was in it.
Oh, John Candy, yes. All right, let's get to Courtney into what is trending.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Commonwealth of Massachusetts. The Zappe era has come to an end as he is part of the 16 players released by the Pats yesterday. Other players of note, running back Kevin Harris, who had that touchdown in the final preseason game. Gerard Mayo will address media at 1:15 today, and then the locker room will be open for media at 1:45. The Sox get a win. They end their five-game losing streak with a 6-3 win over Toronto. They've got another one with the Blue Jays at Fenway tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Brian Baio getting the start opposing Chris Bassitt. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Sean McDonough, Will Fleming, and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network, right here on EEI and, as always, on the Odyssey app. The Sox called up Rich Hill from AAA Worcester yesterday. One outing for the 44-year-old would make him the only active player to appear in a game in each of the past 20 seasons. Pretty crazy. It is now time to put someone in timeout.
You're in timeout. Let's find out who's getting a timeout this week. Brought to you by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. Timeoutmarket.com.
Who's up first?
I'll go first. I'm putting Elliot Wolf in timeout. Stay out of the depth chart and starters meeting. Just stay up in our front office and do the personnel stuff. We don't need you in the meetings making decisions on how the depth chart looks and who's going to be the starter.
Well, as long as you're going in that direction, I am going to place him and Robert Kraft and Gerard Mayo and the entire hierarchy over there, who looked at this season, saw the poor performance of the offensive line last season, and did absolutely nothing to try to make it better. That is who I would put in timeout this morning as we get ready for the season to start.
Can I throw a curveball here?
Yes.
Good.
We haven't talked about it yet, but I'm going to put Jason Tatum in timeout.
Oh.
He got a new tattoo.
Oh.
And it's of the MVP, the All-Star MVP trophy, him hoisting it from 2023.
Okay.
You win an NBA championship, you win an Olympic gold medal, and then you do that for a tattoo. I'm all for it. If you wanted to get this as a tattoo, that's great.
Courtney, I think you're right.
But to do it right now where there's so much going on and people are speculating that you hate Jalen and Jalen hates you and there's so much going on behind the scenes.
Some on this show, maybe perhaps even myself, have speculated in the past that that was the only thing that mattered to Jason Tatum.
Yeah, yep.
Was a tribute to Kobe, so lightly.
We don't
know what the whole thing says on the other side. There might be something on the other side of the tattoo that says, you know, world champs.
Yeah,
I don't think so. I think that would be part of the story, but I saw this and I was like, "Oof, why? Why?"
Never put Jason Tatum in timeout.
Chime, you got anybody?
Yeah, I'm putting the Boston Bruins in timeout for this whole Jeremy Swayman thing. Like, what are we doing? This should never have even been an issue, and now we're sitting here. Man wants $10 million and he hasn't gotten a contract yet.
All right, Courtney, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Oh, I have a read. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Go to findmassmoney.gov and see if you have unclaimed property. You could have unclaimed money from forgotten savings accounts, uncashed payroll checks, or a refund check that never got to you. Go to findmassmoney.gov today. And that time putting players in timeout was brought to you by Timeout Market, Boston's best eating and drinking destination in the Fenway, all under one roof. TimeoutMarketBoston.com. That's what's trending. Here is Shime with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It's currently 78 degrees and cloudy out here in the city of Boston, but the high today is 88, so it'll be a toasty one out there.
You ever just look back and ask how we got here? How your franchise is being compared to the Carolina Panthers by Mike Lombardi, who was on one yesterday. I don't know. It's not wrong, Wiggy. when you talk maybe about Gerard Mayo suggesting that Alex Van Pelt is the head coach of the offense. And so now you go back to the decision thing, and I really wonder if Gerard Mayo in 3.5 hours is going to step to the podium and announce a decision about a starter that was made by Alex Van Pelt and by nobody else.
Yeah, this is very strange.
Look at it in light of Gerard Mayo coming on this show, and I really appreciate the fact that he is upfront, honest, transparent, whatever the go-to word is these days.
Mm-hmm.
And saying that Drake May from his perspective,
mm-hmm,
Has performed better, mm-hmm, than Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah.
And then you have to ask yourself, why then is he going to step up today and tell you that Jacoby Brissett is the starter week number one for this Patriots team?
Yeah, this is really
It's mind-boggling.
Because...
Mind-boggling.
Oh, when you... I was there with Charlie Weiss and Belichick. And we all know Bill's a defensive guy. We've seen how he works with Charlie, Josh McDaniels, Billy O'Brien, and we could talk to Billy. This, I think, is going to be really interesting. Bill is giving those guys the leeway to do what they need to do with the offense. You know, depth chart, how it looks. But at the end of the day, he still says, even if Charlie goes, hey, I want to go with Bledsoe, Belichick goes, no, we're going with Brady.
But... there are some, like maybe Scheim or Courtney or whomever, would say that's the old head way of doing things, where you're not collaborative, you're not giving somebody the rope to hang themselves or what, you're not giving somebody control over what their space is.
See, I would disagree with maybe the old head. Dan Quinn is the head coach with the Washington Commanders. The offensive coordinator for Dan... who's the offensive coordinator?
Cliff Kingsbury.
Cliff Kingsbury. Do you think Dan Quinn is taking a back seat in the sense of... he might say, like, okay, he's the head coach of the offense. But if Dan Quinn goes, we want to start Jaden Daniels, Cliff Kingsbury is going to be like, okay, even if he doesn't agree and thinks that it should be the, you know, whoever the second string quarterback there is... it's still Dan Quinn who has the vetoing power to say we're going in this direction. When Mayo says it, and then...
but is Mayo saying it because the reality is that he is just not at where he should be understanding the offensive side of the football? Because
so then how is he ahead of Jacoby Brissett?
That Gerard Mayo is not Drake May.
Oh,
I just said to you, is Gerard Mayo acknowledging that he just doesn't know that side of the football like he ought to if he were going to be a head coach?
Yeah, but if that's the case, then that guy probably shouldn't be the head coach. If he's not,
well,
if
that
he's
would
not,
be the question that one would ask, Scheim.
Yeah, yes. If he's not capable of making the decision, then why are you the head coach?
So you think there's a conversation in the coaches' team meetings?
No. I wonder if when Gerard Mayo says to you,
mm-hmm,
I am anointing Alex Van Pelt as the head coach of the offense,
right,
is that because he believes that he just doesn't know that side of the ball as well as...
No, I get that, but I'm asking this question to you in your thought process. That would mean Gerard Mayo in the coaches' meetings is sitting there saying, hey, Drake May is outperforming Jacoby Brissett, and Alex Van Pelt is going, hey, listen, Gerard, you don't know what you're talking about here. Brissett's the guy. I believe that Alex Van Pelt thinks the same way that Gerard Mayo believes in that.
Well, I
think
mean,
Van Pelt wants it to be Brissett.
Does Gerard Mayo playing career or coaching career have any experience whatsoever with the West Coast offense?
I mean, he might... he's not going to have a ton of experience, but he's going to know offense.
So, I mean, you're hiring an offensive coordinator, and he's coming in and saying, hey, I want to go with this offense. I and so is Gerard Mayo going, okay, well, I really don't know much about it, so I'm going to let you.
Yeah, I could see that.
And then you're going to figure out which guy, regardless of how they look in preseason games and training camp, I'm going to let you decide which guy is the one who ought to run
But that's
offense.
Where it goes wrong. Like, right. He shouldn't be allowing him to determine. It's one thing to be like, yeah, I'm bringing you in to be my offensive coordinator. I'm not an offensive expert. You're going to design the offense. But at the end of the day, Gerard Mayo should be like, yeah, you're going to design it for Drake May, or right. You're going to design it for Jacoby Brissett. Gerard Mayo should be the one making that decision.
And Gerard Mayo's a smart enough football mind to know, being out there practice and seeing every day, to say, when he says he's playing better than him, he knows enough about offense to know that whether who's doing better, Jacoby Brissett or Drake May. He might not be an expert on the West Coast offense, but he knows enough about football and to say, okay, I see why we're going with Drake May, or why I'm saying this. Listen, I'm not a defensive guy, but I know enough about defense that if I have...
I mean, did you? I don't want to bring a sore subject up again, but did you?
Well, see, that's where I went wrong. I should have stepped in more on the defense side of the football, but I didn't.
You were too collaborative.
Yeah, and that's where the learning experience probably would have been different.
Have you ever heard somebody throw their fellow coaching team members under a bus quicker than that just happened right now?
No, well, it's very quickly.
So the Brockton debacle is on the... You giving too much power to your other head coaches?
Well, not that it's all on that.
To the coordinators? No.
I think I should have been, hey, maybe we shouldn't be as collaborative.
Ooh, aren't these the same coaches that called our very show and said that it was a disgrace that you got dismissed?
No.
The same guys who were like, we stand with Wiggy.
All the guys are back. Except the head coach and the defensive coordinator. Mm. So what's that tell you? Me as a head coach, I probably should have been a little bit more on the defensive side of the football, saying, hey, those other guys should have more of a voice. And on the offense, I could have listened a little bit more to some of the current
guys. Has the defensive coordinator been asked back to be an advisor?
No.
Oof. Well, that's all you need to know.
Yeah, because maybe, you know, he wanted to do it his way. Not enough... There was not enough collaboration there.
We understand that the intent from the start with Gerard Mayo was to be collaborative, and so Bill was apparently not collaborative. So I understand. The question becomes, if you're the leader of the organization, how much collaboration do you allow to drive the organization, and how much do you step up today and say, I have seen Drake May, I've seen Jacoby Brissett, and we need to have the better player at that position on the field week one when we start the regular season.
Yeah, there's a difference between collaboration and deferral.
Right. Correct.
Don't defer to AVP and Elliot Wolf. Stand up and state your case.
Right.
And then as a group, decide what is best for the team.
Do you think Gerard Mayo and Alex Van Pelt think differently of both those guys? Do you think Van Pelt doesn't think that Drake May is performing better than Jacoby Brissett right now?
I think he came in here expecting that Jacoby Brissett, a guy that he was familiar with, mm-hmm. was the best guy to run his offense for the first season, and he's okay with waiting on Drake May, and didn't matter how Drake May performed in training camp or preseason, that's what he wanted to do.
But I'm asking, do you think Van Pelt, if we ask...
I don't know anybody who watched the two of them play in preseason that can determine that Drake May was not the better option. But that being said, they didn't even give him enough reps in preseason games to show you what he actually is, which is, I'm not going to use the malfeasance word again, but...
It's a great word,
It's odd to me.
Yeah, it's very odd. It's very odd.
You pick a guy. I mean, how many snaps total did Drake May have preseason?
In practice, 50, I don't know.
No, in games. In game.
Oh, he had more.
15?
Yeah, but he had more than Brissett. So I seen enough of...
I would expect that he would have more mm-hmm. than the guy that you know what Jacoby Brissett is. You have a giant body of not super successful work that you can look at.
Right. So
you
then,
don't know what Drake May is.
Right. But you even like in the true sense of a competition, you don't even know what Jacoby Brissett is because
you do. You saw him step in and throw a beautiful interception. You do know.
Take
what
a great sack,
right? I mean, in this current situation, we know Jacoby Brissett is a backup. The fact that you, Alex Van Pelt, are sitting there telling us that he's the better quarterback when we can all see that he's not. Does he know the offense better? Yeah, but that doesn't mean that he's the better quarterback or he's the better man for the job just because you know it better. His skill set doesn't allow him, even though we might know it better, to make the right decisions or go through the right reads or make those plays because he's a backup and he's not as talented as Drake May.
I mean, was Jerod Mayo okay with hiring an offensive coordinator who wanted to bring an entirely new offensive system here?
You want a conspiracy theory?
Yeah,
it's going to blow your mind. I don't know if Jerod Mayo wanted Alex Van Pelt or if that's his guy.
Bingo.
I think it might be Elliot Wolf's guy.
Bingo.
Well, Elliot Wolf's like fifth guy. They interviewed a million of them.
Right. But what I'm saying,
the only guy they could get.
Right, but I'm thinking.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is Elliot Wolf,
which is why he shouldn't have any decisions. By the way.
Right. Well, but my point is Elliot Wolf said, "Here's who we're hiring." Jerod, in my opinion, conspiracy didn't have the say so on. Who he on hiring the guy?
How do you not have the say so if you're the head coach, though?
That's
because the GM
is the never ending question.
That makes no sense.
Because
to
you're
me.
The GM is a step above the head coach, and he's saying, "Hey, listen, this is the guy that I'm going to hire. You're going to work with him."
But isn't it every time when there's a new head coach that's going to a team?
So I can't really use Greg.
But
I was going to use you, but
use
I can't.
Use me as an example.
I can't because why? I was going to say
I'm very collaborative.
All right, I was going to say. Courtney, for example, Greg.
This is going to hurt my feelings.
No.
Whatever it is.
Greg is
don't go into everything with such.
I just know it. Yeah, like, I know it. I can see.
Like
I can always tell.
No.
I can tell within Wiggy's eyes sometimes, like, yeah, whatever he's going to say.
No. Greg is the head coach of the show, mm-hmm. the runner of the show.
Yep.
Greg says, oh, I want to hire Courtney. Mm-hmm. Mike Thomas. Who's Greg's boss goes, no, here's who you're going to hire and you're going to have to work with them and figure it out.
Hmm. I would be open and very collaborative if that happened.
No, but Greg, I love you to death, brother, but listen, but I think
oftentimes decisions are made for me about this show and I just go right along with them.
But
with the flow, baby.
But yeah. do you see the conundrum?
Yes, I do. I love that word.
That leads is where I think Elliot Wolf was like, ooh, I'm going with Alex Van Pelt because if I'm correct and I have to do some digging, didn't they work together in Cleveland?
Green Bay.
Oh, was it Green Bay?
Oh, it might have been Cleveland, actually. You might be right, Wiggy. Yeah. I'll double check.
So Mayo doesn't have the power when it comes to the hiring process of hiring his coaches.
I've just always heard that when a new coach goes somewhere, they're like, oh, they're going to bring their whole coaching staff with them. Or so they get to pick and choose who they keep and who they send packing.
This is why I cannot wait until 1:15. You're going to find out very soon whether or not Jerod Mayo has the end-all, be-all, final say or not, because he told you
mm-hmm.
that Drake May has played better. He's the better option.
And they work together in Cleveland.
And if he's not the better option, then I hope somebody there, I'll do it next Tuesday on this show, but I hope somebody there will ask him, how is the best player at the position, the one who has shown you that he is better during training camp and preseason, not the guy that you are starting? What is the reason? What is the number one reason why? That's what I would like to be asked. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, I just wonder, and I don't know if I'm going to ask this correctly, but do you think that Mayo keeps talking about collaboration because he doesn't actually know what he's doing and he wants to be able to blame it on other people and say, well, it wasn't my decision. Elliot Wolf said this, or John Kraft said this, or AVP. I mean, do you understand what I'm asking? Like, the other coach, Raheem Morris down in Atlanta, I don't think he's collaborating on whether it's going to be Penix or Kirk Cousins. I mean, he's the head coach. He makes the decisions, and I don't, you know, so I'm just wondering if it's just because it's this little bubble in New England, or does Mayo not actually know what he's doing, and he wants to be able to finger point at other people that he wasn't the one who made the decision. Thanks
a lot. I'm asking the question seriously, like, what is his experience with a West Coast offense except defending against it when he was a player?
Yeah.
Like, what? He doesn't have any experience.
No, but
in
he
it.
What's he need experience on the?
What? What does he need experience in it?
He's not calling the plays.
Oh, okay.
So it's
but
Van
it
Pelt
is the offense of your football team,
right?
So you need to understand that offense intricately, so you can determine which players are going to work better in it.
To be fair, not every head coach does. Like, I don't think D'Amico Ryans is fluent in the Shanahan offense.
Then you would rely on your coordinator.
That's what everybody
does. And that's why he is suggesting that he is the head coach of the offense. So you are okay with that?
No, I'm not okay. I'm okay with him being the head coach of the offense because I get that it's his offense. He's putting it in. Gerard might not know, like, be an expert when it comes to the ins and outs of the West Coast offense. So he say, hey, Alex, you run it. Give me your suggestions, but then I'm making final decision. And Courtney, you brought up the one point.
Did you just see the light go off?
Oh, sorry. Hey, let me write this down because I had a good point for my conspiracy
theory.
Write it
down. Put it in your notebook that has your son's name on it. All right, up next, we'll get to a crossover. We had Rich in here yesterday. Are we getting Adam Jones in here next?
Yep, he just popped in. He thought you guys were already back from break.
Oh, God. Are we starting with this again? I run too late.
No. That's not what he was glad.
Greg's show runs
happy.
Too late.
You're good.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back. Jones and Keefe, or as I sometimes refer to it, Keefe and Jones coming up. Adam Jones is here now. Hello.
Hello.
I got a lot of driving time with the show yesterday because I was going down to Plymouth to present the Community Hero Award at Chick-fil-A. Show sounds great.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice.
I enjoyed it.
Or is it just because you gave us some good corn facts yesterday, some Jonathan Davis facts?
Not corn the vegetable, corn the band.
Correct.
And I was delighted to jump on, and if that's okay.
Oh, of course.
I will be happy to jump on anytime.
I just gave this this invite off the air, but I said not to make you guys work extra, Courtney, Wiggy, but...
you don't have to worry about that with either one of them.
Standing invite anytime you want to come on, Keefe and Jones, as you like to refer to it.
Yes.
More than welcome. Standing
I'm always
invite.
Here for, you know, at least through your first couple of segments in the back
really?
Office, so
always
whenever you need me.
Fine, always.
I would say...
You flex every other day.
Have been flexing at least a week, and...
But, yes, please. Please come on the show.
Did you say no, Wiggy? You said no.
No, I sit in all the time.
Wiggy leaves at 9:59.
I thought Wiggy was like, no, I'm not going to.
No.
Wiggy starts his truck up before the final commercial break of the show.
So. But if you say, hey, would you stay on? I always do it.
Yep. Nice.
So I don't mind hanging around.
Good to know.
Gives me more time to get out my opinions.
Yeah.
will you carry Gerard Mayo live today?
Yes, we're going to break a little early. We'll make sure we're because I know he's known to hit the podium early. Yep. We'll break early, and I heard you guys discussing this today. I'd expect him to, I would hope, he comes in and makes an announcement today. He's had time to address the team.
You have to, right?
I would think you have
to,
yeah.
The locker room up to media. He has to tell them before they go in there and start berating all of the players.
Well, and if they don't, it speaks to the whole organization's not aligned. They're not on the same page. They have to present themselves as aligned and make an announcement. I think there's only one or two other teams that haven't announced a quarterback yet.
I mean, you can theoretically, if it's a real quarterback competition, I guess you could have it run right down to the wire.
You could.
But
that looks like a mess, right? We all agree that looks like a mess.
Yes, I don't. I mean, who do you think, if he is going to announce it today, who do you think it's going to be?
Brissett. I think that's the wrong decision, but Brissett.
Wrong decision, but Jacoby Brissett.
Yes. Then that means they're not aligned.
No, I agree, though, but they're not, right? Yeah,
it's my conspiracy theory is coming to light. It's that, you know, when they have those investigation boards when they're investigating the mob or any criminal organization.
Yeah, the string
and stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Even though it looks like Mayo might be the godfather, the don of the family, or the head of the La Cosa Nostra, he's not. We know it's Elliot Wolf, and he's pulling the strings here because look at the offensive side of the football. No carryover with any coaches that Mayo worked with. And Mayo's been here for what, 8 years? We talked about Nick Kelly. What a great hire he would be at offensive coordinator. Yep. None of the offensive guys, Troy Brown's gone. Nobody's connected to Mayo on offense.
And no, they're not. And
they're all connected to Elliott.
He got, you know, a lot of holdover on defense, but he played with Dante Hightower, right? Hightower's he got to pick Hightower. He had offensive teammates. None of those guys are here.
I'm assuming he wanted Brian Belichick to stay.
Right. I would think he signed off on some of that. Yeah. And look, maybe it's a lack of connection. And, you know, what he's worked with the last few years is like Patricia, Judge, guys you wouldn't want to retain. But no, I think that conspiracy theory makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. All right. Well, 1 o'clock, 1:15.
Yes. We'll be Karen Gerard Mayo live. Have you guys talked to any RFK Jr.? Any of this whale story? Have you seen this?
I did see that story. He has an odd fascination with executing animals in weird ways.
Well, they're already dead, but yes. Already dead. But chopping whales' heads off.
Yes.
Chainsaws.
Very strange.
Yes.
This occurred at the Kennedy compound.
Correct.
And he took the head of the whale. I'm sure you're going to talk about it, so I don't want to ruin it. But
No, you're not. You're not ruining
kinda,
it.
It's kind of Mitt Romney-like, where he put it on the top of a vehicle, the head of a whale.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what I was seeing all over social media?
Yes, that's what. Well, I'm assuming that or Courtney's boob. Those are the two things really that are all over social
burning,
media.
Nope. Burning up the internet. Yes.
But so you're going
to
talk about?
We'll get to a little bit of that today. We have a few other items. Rod Mayo live, like you discussed, a lot of quarterback stuff today as well. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Well. Jones and Keefe, Keefe and Jones. Next, we are back tomorrow morning. Great show, everybody.
Good job. Happy hump day.
Tomorrow, Jelani Tavai at 7:30 and Red Sox front office report at 9. Thank you for your patronage.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.